This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me.
Today's topic, untrustworthy experts. An important part of liberalism, as it was developed in the 18th century, was the scientific method, a way to dispassionately determine truth that specifically barred faith from the evaluation. Science successfully propelled progress and enlightenment, creating the future we live in today. Unfortunately, like all established institutions, science, too, has been compromised and corrupted to serve the political goals of the elites. Academics now must parrot the accepted narrative to be published, to get a teaching position, tenure, awards, appointments, and most importantly, government grants. Instead of thorough experimentation, science is now a matter of concocted consensus. For example, fallacious claims that 97% of scientists believe in climate change. COVID was another glaring example. There were many skeptical doctors, but they were ignored because they wouldn't go along. Contrarily, in science, a theory must be 100% true or it remains a hypothesis. Continuing the list, the biased mainstream media often quotes anonymous experts to support their phony positions, censoring dissenting voices. And there's an endless stream of lying by the so-called intelligence community, for example, to undermine President Trump's re-election. After all the lies, nobody trusts experts anymore. Not even when they're right.
For more, see my website at martinhash.com.